This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Fireworks illuminated the sky over Japan's national stadium in Tokyo as the Olympic opening ceremony came to an end Friday night. The opening ceremonies of the pandemic-delayed games were held without spectators as a measure to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, although some dignitaries and invited guests attended, including U.S. First Lady Jill Biden. IOC President Thomas Bach called it a day of hope.
It is very different from what all of us had imagined. But let us cherish this moment. Finally, we are all here together.
Officials banned spectators from all venues in the Tokyo area, with limited audiences allowed at a few outlying sites, in a step taken by the authorities to try to curb the spread of the virus. Infections have been surging, with Tokyo hitting a six-month high of 1,979 daily cases on Thursday. The Biden administration says China's sanctions on six individuals, including former Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, are another attempt to bully internationally recognized NGOs and those who work for human rights and freedom. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Friday that the sanctions illustrate China's isolation from the world.
These actions are the latest examples of how Beijing punishes private citizens, companies, and civil society organizations as a way to send political signals and further illustrate the PRC's deteriorating investment climate and rising political risk.
China sanctioned six Americans and one NGO as part of a reciprocal move to U.S. sanctions against seven Chinese government officials working in Hong Kong. This is VOA News. The widow of assassinated Haitian President Jovenel Moïse spoke Friday at his funeral in his hometown amid heavy security following violent protests and fears of political volatility in the Caribbean nation. At the end of the funeral, Martine Moïse, who was wounded in her husband's assassination, spoke publicly for the first time since the attack. A U.S. delegation and other dignitaries hurried to vehicles as reports emerged of shots fired and crowd control gas used on protesters outside the funeral. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the U.S. remains deeply concerned about the unrest in Haiti.
In this critical moment, Haiti's leaders must come together to chart a united path that reflects the will of the Haitian people. We remain committed to supporting the people of Haiti in this challenging time.
Authorities have said that at least 26 suspects have been arrested in the killing, including 18 former Colombian soldiers. Police are still looking for several more suspects they say were involved in the assassination plot. Search teams have ended their efforts at the site where a 12-story condominium collapsed outside Miami nearly a month ago. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Members of the South Florida Task Force 2 were among the Miami fire units packing up and leaving where the 12-story Champlain Tower South building once stood in Surfside. Task Force leader Scott Dean tells WPLG.
Providing closure to families was the ultimate test of everybody here. And I think we did our best to do that, and to make sure that everybody knew that we were in it 1,000%.
97 bodies have been found. One person, Estelle Hadaya, remains unaccounted for. The June 24th collapse spurred inspections of older buildings. The 28-story courthouse in Miami, built in 1928, and two apartment buildings were closed after structural problems were found. I'm Tim McGuire.
Cleveland's Major League Baseball team announced Friday it is renaming itself the Guardians, dropping more than a century-old moniker of the Indians. It is the latest in a series of professional or university sports teams in the United States to yield to public pressure over offensive names and logos amid a national reckoning about racism and discrimination. Stocks rallied to records Friday on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing above the 35,000 level for the first time. The Dow rose 0.68% to 35,061.55. The S&P 500 climbed 1.01% to 4,411.79. The NASDAQ Composite gained 1.04% to close at 14,836.99. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.